Thank you so much. Start from the beginning.
Okay. So just a couple of quick points. Okay. So we were discussing the various perspectives on Cheskes Kimelshanim, obviously, and as particularly kind of analyzing the two deos in the Ramban, or particularly the second day on the Ramban. And just to make the point just clearer, maybe on one point, that according to the anybody who holds that Isdar Inish Bishtare is a required factor for Cheskas Gimelshanim would have trouble with either Katan, assuming that the problem of Katan, is that there's no Isdar Inish, or situations where you have, like Metalton or Godros. So just to make it clear, I mentioned that the Gemara on Daf Lamed, just trying to figure out the order I should do things here, the Gemara on Daf Lamed of Vav Amud Aleph, as we had it read yesterday, talking about Avadim Yeshum Chazaka, Amar Yesh Lakish Godros Ein Lem Chazaka, Amar Rabba Ein Lem Chazaka La'alter Yesh Lem Chazaka La'achar Gimel Shanim. And then the Gemara says, "Im haya katan mutav arisa yeshal kazaka la'alter pshita l'tzrichet islay ima ma'u d'seim enechish duma ima al yilasei l'hasan kamash malan ima lo menashia bra." Okay, good. So, so this is the big machlokas harishonim, which we will speak much more about, but just to make it clear, when the Gemara ends up saying, the Gemara makes it clear that certainly in the case of Ebed, that Yeshlem Chazaka La'achar Gimel. I mean, the Gemara's question was about Eved. How could the Mishnah say that Avadim have Gimel Shnei Chazaka? After all, it's a problem of Godros. And then the Gemara's answer is, Godros, there's a distinction between La'alter and La'achar Gimel Shani. But as I mentioned yesterday, so here's this a big machlokas harishonim, whether what the Gemara's distinction is limited to Avadim or whether or not it extends also to Godros Metaltalin. So you have the Rashbam here, who does extend it. Somebody could read that just very quickly. Gabe? Have it? You there? Falk? Not here? No? Okay. Let's see from instead. Let's get who haven't heard from in a while. Simcha Leib. Yeah. You have the Rashbam.
Yeah.
Hadamar ein lam chazak al hanemil la'alter.
Yeah.
Like other metalplan, Shane Nikola Mahale. Go ahead. The Ein Asuyan.
The Ein Asuyan, the Ishaya will have care of Dinamon Behan, Lomo Lokechub, yeah.
Lakua, right.
Lokechub, yeah.
Yeah.
All the Yashin of Beso, the Shah of Halfa, the Hadi Kalakal Alter. The Hamusim, the Hadiyah, Lito, and Shalihu, the Lakhtir, of Al Yish, Lahen, Bahavadim, the Gordor, the Lakhtir, the Lakhtir, the Lakhtir, the Hilo, the Zahamahar, and the Kotal.
So two things. So here, the Rajbam extends what could have been just a comment about Avadim to Godros, correct?
Yeah.
So Godros Yeshlehem Chazaka La'achar Gimel Shanim. And it's also important that the Rashbam here emphasizes that the basis for this is what? Shehoylo Lezeh HaMa'arer, right? Limchos, right? Velo Micha. Okay. So the basis for this Chazaka in Avadim and in Godros is the Shtikas, Hama'ara. Okay, and then the Gra on the side just points out, go ahead, Hagos HaGra. I think I put on the Marmakomas too, right? but you know, we'll discuss it more when we get there. But Shulchan Aruch Simenayin Beis, right? That Avadim Levad, right? Meaning, but not, not Metalpil and Godros, correct? Okay. So, of course, this is very... So, the issue I was trying to raise was this. If you hold that Isdar Inish Bishtari, right, is like a crucial factor, right, either in creating the Raya Tzadis, right, or in delaying, right, what otherwise would be an immediate kazaka, right, then there, and that, you know, is somehow responsible for Gimel Shanim, then there should be no Gimel Shanim in the Talpa. Because Metalpilin are not, don't have an Ach Bishtare, they don't have a Isdar Inish Bishtare. Avadim do, Karka does, right? If you say that, you know, the Gimel Shanim is essentially about building the Chazaka, right? Either like kind of like the whole Kayusha, or like I'm going to suggest for the Rambam, which isn't so different from that, meaning there's like constant struggle, or you're kind of, you know, you're deepening your relationship, you know, to the object, etc. You know, so then the idea that that could also apply to Metalpilin, you know, that don't have an immediate tfisa for whatever reason, including things like Godros, you know, is conceivable, right? But if the basis, right, or for example, if you say that you know, there's a din of Raya Tzadis, but it requires Gimel Shanim Shel Shtika, let's say, like, you know, the original formulation of Rava as a standalone, right? So once again, if you think that Metalpilin, you know, that are Godros, are not Nitan Letzvisa, right, that doesn't mean that they're not Nitan, you know, Le Raya Tzadis of Shtika. So either of those would explain that's either the idea that you can, you know, build a chazaka over time, or that somehow the competition between, you know, the two, at least over time, you know, goes in that direction, or Gimel Shanim being a factor in Mecha, and in Imecha being a Raya Tzadis, either of those would apply to Metalpilin. But if you think that part of the Raya Tzadis, you know, comes from the factor of Isdar Inish in a positive way, like Rabbeinu Yonah and the Rajba, you know, Udi Imam, the first day of, you know, the Ramban on, you know, Mem Beis, you know, Amud Aleph, etc. So, you know, you shouldn't be able to accomplish that without the factor of Isdar Inish Mishtar. Right? And if you think that, you know, there's an immediate payoff, Raya Tzadis, from the absence of Makah, or an immediate payoff because it's just Tvisa, right? And the only reason that there's a delay of Gimel Shanim, that's artificial, that's due to the Reyes of Ach Mishtare, then that also shouldn't apply, you know, where there's no Ach Mishtare. You should either say there's no foundation, you know, at all for a Chazaka, you know, either in terms of Tvisa or, you know, Shtika. Right, in which case there should never be a chazaka, right? Or you should say that it's immediate because there's no reyasa. Okay, so that's the point that I was trying to, you know, to make. For Rashi here, it would seem that what you have to say is shehayilo lezeham ara limchos velo micha means, you know, within 3 years, and that's the riot studies. The riot, it's almost like a, you know, going back, you know, to Rava, you know, Kamaisa. Or maybe, you know, understanding the tweak, you know, of the Bar El Yashiv and so on in a slightly different way, etc. So essentially, this is a problem. And this is kind of the issue that the Nesibo, I don't bring my Shulchan Aruch, but I think I put it on the Mar Makomos, right? We'll get to the other one in a minute. But is it Kuf Lamed? Yeah. So the Ksosel, I mentioned already, and I'll get back to that in a second. Kuf Lamed Hey Aleph. Okay. You saw it?
Yeah.
So he actually asks this question. He doesn't really give a strong answer to it. What does he say?
He just says, you know, Stam, it's, the Chazal decided that it's similar enough to Avadim that we should just use the same halacha.
Since Avadim are Kakarka, anybody have the line just to read, just to get on the record? You have it? Shai, go ahead. That's not a very good explanation, correct? I mean, it's a statement. So again, that just highlights, you know, kind of the, you know, the problem. Again, if you hold that the Gimel Shtar, which I think is what the Rashbam is saying, you know, either that, you know, you can engender, you know, a tfisa, that I don't think he's saying, or that you, you know, need the Gimel Shanim, and the Gimel Shanim are part of the Raya Tzadis, you know, then, you know, you can bypass, you know, Isdar Rinish, you know, Bishtari. Okay. The Rambam, we'll get to, hopefully, in a couple of minutes, so we'll get to the Ksosis take on it in a minute, only mentions Isdar Rinish Bishtari, you know, in Perikid Aleph Halakha Dalad. You know, he's already, you know, going back and forth, you know, in the combat, you know, between Marikama, you know, and Machzik, you know, way before that. Right. So again, the impression is that it's definitely not a positive, you know, requirement. Less clear, you know, is it something which is, you know, ma'akev, you know, the, you know, the implementation, you know, for X amount of years. But you might think for the Rambam, like, oh, there's just like, this is what I'm going to suggest for the Rambam, there's like a whole, you know, range of factors, you know, on both sides. Like for everybody else, I'll just tell you what I think of the Rambam, but for everybody else, it's like, oh, what's the factor? You know, what's the decisive? Is it the imakah? Is it the imakah gibel shanim? Is it the imakah miyad? Is it the, you know, all these things? You know, is it the tfisa? Is it the, what is it? And I think, you know, the Rambam sees it, you know, kind of as a cholent, you know, but meaning as, you know, well, there's this, you know, ongoing struggle. You know, you have like two machzikim here, and, you know, we're trying to figure out who's a stronger machzik, you know, between the two of them. You know, and therefore there's a bunch of factors, you know, on all sides of it. And you don't need to choose one, although you, you know, of course, you know, you can understand the shock of the Tari, the Gemara, and what the Gemara is rejecting. It's kind of the Gemara was originally looking for one, and then the Gemara is just kind of adding along the way. So they're saying, you know, there's the Shtikas on Marakama, you know, that helps the Moxic. You know, there's the fact that he should have had a Shtar, that hurts the Moxic. You know, that helps, you know, the Marakama. You know, but after Gimel Shanim, of course, that part of it is, you know, is lessened because of his Dari, you know, Inish. But that's very different from saying that, you know, that his Dari or Inish is either part of the Shtika Sama Arer, or that it is just the delay, you know, of the Tfisa, or the more immediate effect, you know, of the Shtika Sama Marakama that gives like a full victory, would have given a full victory immediately to the Matzik. So I just think that, again, it's important to understand like how these different factors are understood, and that, you know, for the Rambam, that it's a factor, but it's delayed till Halakha Dalet, and it's just like mixed in, you know, with, oh, we'll see in a moment. Hifsid, you know, esatzmo, lo hifsid esatzmo, even the language, assuming you don't interpret for the moment, let's say, like the, you know, like the Ksos, which I certainly, you know, we'll get back to anyway. Okay. Good. Okay, so that's in terms of, I just wanted to get that Pesivus in, that idea in, when Metaltlan would be a problem and when it wouldn't. Now, again, I still think you have, you know, whether it's 3 years of Imacha, you know, for the Raya on Metaltlan, you know, like Avadim and Karka, or it's 3 years of, you know, Chazaka, you know, for the Machzik, that I'm not sure about. But either way, I think the Nesivos is, you know, a little bit astonishing for what he says. Again, if you hold that the whole thing is a takan of drabbanon and din drabbanon, it's much easier to say. But we're going to get to that in a minute. You know, do we really think that that's true? Okay, that's number one. Number two, just to I should mention that the Ritva, we talked about the, Eitan mentioned the Ritva's different take on the reason that Katan, you know, doesn't, you know, have an immediate chazaka all the time, you know, the lo plug as opposed to the Ramban, the kind of, you know, lo yehei, you know, posheya, you know, niskar, or marviach. For the record, again, the Ritva sides, you know, with the Ramban, but, you know, in the name of the Ra'ah, he says, you know, my Rebbe, which is the Ra'ah, agrees with the Ramban on this whole one. But it's just interesting to note, this is something that we've discussed before, and then Natan, who was here yesterday, mentioned it to me again, you know, that, you know, some of the Rishonim are not so consistent, you know, in their, you know, formulation. So the Ritva, I think, is very consistent on Kaf Kesem and Aleph and Kaf Kesem and Aleph, even though, again, he has this ambiguity, which is very intriguing, you know, about, you know, the impact of the Shtika, so there is an element of that. The one on Men Beis Samad Aleph, where he's agreeing with the Ramban, and, you know, kind of subscribing again to the Ra'ah, he actually does formulate almost as pure, you know, Raya, because of Shtika, you know, Miad. He doesn't mention the principle of Tfisas Metaltalin at all on Mem Beis Samad Aleph, just for the record, and there are other Ritvas also where he seems to have dropped that. But certainly in the beginning of the Perek, I think because of the impact of Holchei Usha, you know, and maybe the understanding of the original Shaka Vitaria, maybe it doesn't fit in as well once you start doing some of the other, you know, details, you know, he drops that. But either way, that just a ha'ara on the Ritva himself. As for the Ramban, so I was trying to explain that the Ramban on Lamed Hey on the Beis, is, you know, very dismissive of the Rashbam and Tosis's understanding, you know, of the Havamina here. Like the Gemara here says, like, you know, I lepeira achtia, you know, my havale lemevad. Right? In the case of Tzanda de Peri, Tzanda de Peri creates an immediate chazaka, you know, unless the guy says, lepeira achtia. So then the Gemara says, you know, if that's the case, my habal lemevad, amalei boile lemechuye, right? The ilote mahachi, and so on. So, the way that the Rashbam and the Baal Tosfos understand the habamina before the Gemara says boile lemechuye, you know, is what I mentioned the other day, that it's a kind of lecha lechatzayin, because, you know, he can say, oh, you know, keep your star, you know, or everybody should know that, you know, I'm retaining my bailus on the property, even as I'm allowing you to be yorei leperos. But you might have thought, right? Everybody have the line in the Rashbam? Gabi, you have it? You don't mind? You might have thought it's like a mechal lechatzayin. You have it? One second. Ilo te mahachi? Right. So in general, of course, we should be aware of this in general, you know, this whole issue and this whole struggle and all these factors and so on, as we've been discussing, you know, so the question of, you know, we've already seen this, the quality and the you know, formality, you know, of the mecha, you know, is a question which seemingly is directly connected to these issues. In other words, there, you know, in this parak, there's a lot of discussion. How do you, you know, what are the conditions for achzik beikid and bechazki beinshi, you know, for the squatter, the machzik, the toein, whatever you want to call him, like, you know, what does he have to do in order to develop his chazaka? Right, that's one of the things we're going to ritzufin. You know, what about near? Like all these kind of questions. You know, part of this, you know, discussion is like, what does he have to be doing for those 3 years to, you know, to buttress his claim? And then an equally, you know, 50% of the discussions is like, you know, what does the mecha of the marakama, you know, have to include in order to break up that chazaka? Correct? So this whole question, as we already discussed, I mean, it's crystallized already in our brief discussion based on the Ramban and just the Shakavatari of the Gemara of, like, you know, mecha shelo b'fana, right? So, you know, the more you think, you know, that default, right, there's a chazaka, you know, and, you know, it's just a reyasa, you know, that's holding you back, or the opposite, there's zero chazaka, and it's just the, you know, riot studis against the marakama, you know, that hands this over to the machzik. You know, obviously, if you take, you know, either of those, like, very absolute or decisive, you know, positions, you know, that should have impact. Like, how much, you know, you're still going to have quality, you know, chazaka issues and quality mecha issues, clearly, because you need to take seriously the mecha, even if it's only, you know, about, you know, the ma'arer not really, you know, being, you know, acting like he doesn't own it. You know, part of that is the seriousness of his mecha. But, you know, whereas if it's all about the machzik and it's about, you know, yisdar and ishbishtare or things of that sort, you know, so then, you know, you're going to require more for the mecha and less for the, and more for the chazaka too. So all these questions about the formality or the quality, you know, of the, both of the chazaka and the mecha, and even the question that Rishonim asked already on, you know, Chav Ches Omid Beis and Chav Tes Omid Aleph, which is, okay, how come the Gemara keeps, you know, wondering about mecha shelo b'fanam, and they don't seem to be so concerned about chazaka shelo b'fanam? So again, some Rishonim give the answer, and they say, oh, because, you know, one is more yadua umbeforsam, like when people see that, you know, in what used to be, what's certainly, or what's known to be Reuven's karka, that Shimon is squatting, you know, so that's going to get on to, you know, social media or whatever it is, right? But, you know, the fact that, you know, the Marakamas, you know, protesting a little bit, that's going to be buried on, you know, in section in C, you know, right near the obituaries, like in the back, you know, the things that they have to put in, but, you know, no one's really reading that so much. But some people really read it. But anyways, but that's one of the answers that the Rishonim, a big answer that the Rishonim give. You know, either for, you know, you know, human behavior reasons, or there could be other reasons, you know, as well, and so on. But of course, you know, a more fundamental answer to that question, you know, if you were to, so let's say that wasn't true, you know, let's say it's, you know, it's shava b'shava, you know, the viability or the effectiveness of chazaka shelo b'fanav and people hearing about it and mecha shelo b'fanav. Let's say it was, you know, the same. Right, but if the role of the chazaka and the role of the mecha, you know, are different, you know, that one of them is like the spotlight and the other one is not, you know, then, you know, we're still going to say that one needs to be formalized and rigorous because that's where all the, you know, and the other one does not, depending on what we're talking about. Actually, there's a certain irony. I mean, if we're talking about developing a chazaka, you know, so then the chazaka would have to be very rigorous. And if you're talking about developing a chazaka and therefore the mecha being a way to break up the developing of the chazaka, right? And that's, these are rules for the parak, basically. So then the mecha would have to be very formalistic and legalistic, you know. It would have to be, you know, all the I's dotted and T's crossed, and, you know, the lawyer would have had to look it over because you're trying to break up something that exists. Either you're trying to create something or you're trying to break up something. On the other hand, if it's all about, you know, like he's behaving, you know, he's, you know, as long as he's behaving like an owner, you know, we don't really care so much. That's a chazaka. We don't really care so much about who hears about it. Or the other way, as long as the ma'arer isn't shooting himself in the foot, you know, and behaving like somebody who's not, you know, so then any, as long as we can read his mind, that would be good enough. Okay, we can't read his mind. Those are dvarim shebelev. So the next best thing is, you know, he's got to do some sort of a mecha, but what kind of mecha? So if mecha shalom b'fanav is ineffective, or if he's mocha, we'll see in a minute, in a way that says, like the Gemara later on, but we'll talk about it for a minute anyway, like, you know, oh, I'm mocha, but I don't want you to tell, or I'm mocha in a way that I, you know, likely it's not going to get back to the other guy, you can say, okay, so those are posturing venting sessions, and they're really also maybe kemarim, you know, we don't trust them. Okay. If we did trust them, that would be a different story. But anything certainly beyond that, that's still pretty minimalist and doesn't qualify, you know, legally, because, let's say, the language isn't perfect, right, to set him on notice. Or let's say it's done biksav and it's not a formal shtar because of mipim below mipiksavam, or things like that, you know, who really cares? Again, if it has to trigger a formal izdayer, or it has to break up a formal chazaka, then, you know, rigorous requirements make sense. But if it's really about authentically reflecting, you know, objectively authentically reflecting a state of mind, and the fact that he hasn't either been mochel, right, or, again, his conduct doesn't, you know, establish that he's likely not the owner, you know, then the formalities are not required. Okay. Why am I telling you this? So all, just in general, this is an approach to the parak, both on the chazaka requirement side and on the mecha requirement side. So this Rashbam is very interesting, and Tosas picks up with it also. Namely, is there, you know, if you want to be mocha, but you don't want to use, you know, the formal language, or it's not done in a formal, legal, perfect way, or your mecha is l'chatzayim, right, but let's say the lechatzayin part is way, you know, satisfactory to establish, you know, authentically and objectively, you know, that you're not either conceding or acting like somebody who's no longer the owner. Like, what would be the problem with that? You actually have to say, you know, the legal language that we expect, or it has to be like a full blown, you know, protest that accuses you of crimes? Well, why can't it be just that, by the way, I want everybody to know, I want you to know, that I'm not conceding anything and that I'm still the owner, even as I'm letting you, you know, be yored like the payros. So why do you need, you know, a mecha gemura, not lechatzayin, one that includes planya gazlona de ka'achalara de diba gazlanusa, including lemachar tabana la bedina? You know, the summons will come, you know, you've been, you know, officially, you know, told that it's on its way. Like, why? Yeah. So, that's why I think it's very, very interesting, you know, that the Ramban, anybody have the language of the Ramban? He kind of discusses this a little bit, and he basically says, no, that's not the pshat. That's not the pshat in what the Gemara was concerned about, you know, at all. The Habamina wasn't that this would be an ineffective mecha, says the Ramban, that, you know, mecha l'chatzayin lo mahani, is that, that's pashut that that's not true. And from the Ramban's perspective, how could it be true? Because for him, it's all about, oh, an immediate indication that you're not an owner, no owner is going to tolerate you know, somebody squatting on their property. So if the guy, you know, tells you, by the way, I'm still the owner, you know, what more do you need than that? What's the havamina then? Not that shtika, no, I'm sorry, not mechal chatzoin lo mahani, but shtika without a mecha, right, is not a raya, and lo boy lemechuye. That's Ramban's diuk in the language of Gemara. It doesn't say lo mahani mecha, it says lo boy lemechuye. You have it, Gabi? You have it up there? He says it's loydoic. He said that's just wrong. Yeah, go ahead. Why? There's no suffix that that wouldn't work, correct? Okay, what is a suffix? Go ahead. Meaning, what the Gemara really means is the opposite, right? Namely, typically, Cheskas Gibbleshonim is based on Shtikas Hamarakama, which even immediately undercuts the credibility of his claim, right? But what happens if there's like a good reason, you know, why he's not objecting? Because he doesn't see any threat, you know, in the guy's behavior, because he was moored him to payros. Yeah, but that's what he said. Let's read that part again. Not the, you know, lo mahani l'mechuye, but you don't need mecha. That's what you would have thought, correct? Read that one line again. This lasts like few words. You read it correctly. Generally, you need to be mochet, right? Delo avid inish, go ahead. Yeah, keep going. Meaning, that what the Gemara is saying is, the Gemara, again, according to the Rajbam, according to Tosis, the Gemara was saying, you know, there's the mecha is no good here. It wouldn't work. You know, because it's not formalistic enough. You know, and therefore what? It doesn't get him to be Mizdarinish Bishtari? Like, what exactly is wrong with it? Right? Or it doesn't reflect sufficiently his, whatever it is. And the Ramban says, no, that's not the pshat. Pshat is the opposite. We thought that in this case, you could be silent forever and never be mocha, right, because it's not damaging, right? Because he was mowed him leperos. He doesn't see him as a threat. But the Kamash one is, that's not true. Right, even then, just because you're mowed somebody leperos doesn't mean that logically you wouldn't take steps, right, to protect your property. So that is very, very different pshat, and I think that is very much related and connected. So I think that Sos was right, you know, again, in his reading of the Ramban, when he also, in Kuf Lamed Hei Beis, which is the one that we were up to, you know, he bases his question, you know, about Eved Katan, you know, and Tana de Peri, right? If you get, actually, Gabi, if you don't mind, you get Kuf Lamed Hei Beis on the Ksos. Right? The Ksos has the following question. This is what we mentioned yesterday, right? I framed it within the Ramban, and then I gave the Ksos the credit, right? because he deserves it. Meaning, according to the Ramban, right, so in the end of the day, right, it's also clear that even though there is a riot studies miyad, you know, which should have won the karka for the machzik, right? Nonetheless, that is negated or overridden, right, by the reis of achvi shtar. Right? Again, that's not so obvious. Again, it takes a lot of mental energy to do these sugyas, but it's not so obvious when you objectively think about it, because, right, there's evidence on both sides, right? Which is why I think, kind of, that the Rambam thinks it's a cholent. You know, he just thinks it's not this one or that one. You know, it's the whole mix. Like, it's everybody's, you know, claims and counterclaims. You know, and just what gives a little bit of an advantage. Okay, we'll get to that in a minute. But, you know, if according to the Ramban, you know, again, so for other, if you interpret it in other ways, it's not, objectively it's not so clear. And it also may just not be true for some of the other, you know, perspectives. Although, as I mentioned before, in a way for the Ramban, you know, it's much more palatable anyway, it just works out that way, because for the Ramban it's a lesser riot studis in that it's immediate, right? Whereas if it was, you know, only after Gimel Shanim silence, or and Gimel Shanim plus some contribution of, you know, of Yisdor Rinish Bishtare, so that's just already a more powerful riot studis. Would you say about that also? You know, that if there was a reisa against it, you know, hard to know. Right. Okay, good. But at the end of the day, for the Ramban, what emerges is that ach v'shtare, the reisa, neutralizes this riot. Correct? So, having said that, you know, that opens, you know, up the question, you know, why isn't there, you know, the equivalent of that delay due to the reisa in other cases where you have a la'alta. And those two cases being tana de peira, right, and an eved katan, you know, barise. Because in both cases you have, you know, la'alter, correct? Both cases you have la'alter, and in both cases there should be a chisaron of ach vishtara. So bishlama, other rishonim who think that, you know, ach vishtara or isdar rinish, you know, plays some very different role, fine. But according to the Ramban, this should be an issue and a problem. And that's why the Ksos, when he asks this question, asks it according to the Ramban. Gavi, you have it? Where's the Kuf Lamed Hey base, I said? I just want to do these Ksosis today. Raglaim Ladabar.
Ella the Sholosh Aminale Apeshtarka.
Which we have to go to in a minute anyway, right? So that's a good question, right? But I'm just highlighting it. Like, why does he pick on the Ramban? Why isn't the question, how come ach vishtare isn't a problem for everybody? I mean, there is, you know, a potential shtar, or the expectation of a shtar, let's say, in Ebed and in Sana de Peri. So why aren't we saying it there? Why is he picking on the Ramban? The answer is because, you know, it's only for the Ramban, right, that Ach Bishtare delays or negates, you know, temporarily for 3 years, what otherwise would be a Raya Stadis Gemura. That's not true for Rabbeinu Yonah or for the Rajba. We don't know what they would, you know, theoretically say about it, but there's no necessarily, there's no reason to think that they would say that, because their take on his Darinish is totally different. Okay? So I just wanted to give Vitzos, number one, you know, credit for that. Now, what about the answer? Ah, the Efshar. Stop for a second. So, what do you think about that? I mean, it's a good answer as it goes, as far as it goes, but it's something, you know, it's important to, I mean, he's saying, oh, there are stronger riot studdises and there are weaker riot studdises. So again, we're interested in this anyway because, you know, I mean, I think it's a good ha'ara in the Ramban. I mean, it goes to what I said a little bit before. You know, it's true that the Ramban, you know, has this view on Ach Bishtare, you know, but it's also true that he's dealing with a weaker riot studdis than other Rishonim to begin with. Okay. But it's also then important to emphasize that even though it is a weaker riot studdis, it's still good enough when there's no problem, right, to be motzi from the Marakama. Well, the other Rishonim might have been motivated to begin with by saying, you know, nah, you know, that's not strong enough to be motzi from the Marakama, right? Maybe even Gimel Shonim alone, if not for Gimel Shonim plus, you know, the Yizdar Inish is a positive contribution to the Riot Sun. I mean, there's another issue going on here, you know, and that is, you know, the Motzim Mechaber Alamaraya threshold question. Okay, so by saying that, you know, there are Rayas and there are Rayas, and I mean, logically, the Vixos says, of course, it's true that there are Rayas and there are Rayas. I think it's also totally true that Sana de Peri is far more compelling, you know, than the Shtika. Shtika is one thing, and if I, you know, if I give you kiwis and pineapples, I only said pineapples yesterday. That's expanding, you know. Then you know, that's a very welcoming kind of a thing, right? Ah, but then of course the problem becomes the next line of the sauce. What's the next line? Okay, that part we read. Good. Ooh, what does that mean? Because Tzan the Peiri really is, right? But what about Katan Amuta Barisa? Katan Amuta Barisa is a stronger Raya than any other objection? Or maybe because it isn't what? Because the emotional bond? What is it so saying here? I'm not even sure what he means. Does he mean it's more likely that there would be an objection? Or does he mean that it's metal, that it's like metalplan and there's a chazaka, meaning there's tvisa? I suspect he means the second, not the first. But that becomes very interesting. First of all, it becomes very interesting. Everybody with me? Right? I mean, what? You know, Tzad of the Peiri is stronger than Shtika. You know, Eved Barise is Shtika. So what's the difference? So you could say, oh, it's a stronger Shtika. We're not talking about a piece of land. We're talking about, you know, maybe it's the mother, you know, again, you know, the mother factor. I don't know. But if not, then what he's saying is, oh, there's Tvisa. So number one, Eved Barise is Midin Tvisa, like the Tvisa Metalkalin. So of course this is particularly intriguing in light of the Ritva, you know, on Chav Kes and Chav Tes. You know, not so much the Ritva and Dembeis, but if the Ritva of Chav Tes is that the Achbe Shtare, you know, is delays or neutralizes, you know, the Tvisa of the equivalent Tvisa of Metaltalin, right? If that's the pshat, you know, then you're back to square one. You know, if you say it's no, it's just right, it's not this, but if there really was a tfisa, that would be different. You know, but then you need to say that you don't have that in karka. Okay. So that's a very interesting or intriguing, you know, issue. Even then, Tfisa obviously has a certain raya value too, or that's just a whole different category. So I think that there's another issue, you know, to raise here. And that is the assumption of the Ksos. Yeah.
The issue is for
the
that
you're asking a question? No, Achvishtar ba'avadim, but not necessarily Eved Katan Barise.
I'm saying, wouldn't you only say that?
You're talking about the one on Chav Kes?
Yeah.
No, but I'm saying it, but that's not Eved Barise. Eved Barise, there's Tfisa because there's no Godros, right? Again, avadim, you know, which are godros, you know, you could say, you know, that in all things being equal, you could say, you know, that there's no tvisa. And it's just raya tzadis again.
Isn't or Katan Barisa an issue of avadim?
Who?
Isn't Katan Barisa an issue of avadim?
It is, but again, the Gemara said, you know, the Gemara said two different things, right? One is that, you know, maybe even Godros, but certainly Avadim, Yeshlem Chazak Alachar Gimel. And then it's saying, Eved Barise, Yeshlo Chazak Alialter. Right? So, typical Avadim, not, you know, Eved Barise, you could still say is Dumi the Karka. But I'm saying you have the advantage here of it's a vadim, not metaltalin, and therefore there is shtar, therefore there's an issue of achvi shtara, but it's not going to be effective because you have tfisa. I'm just saying that doesn't work out for the ritva, but it's fine for the ksos. If the ksos is happy, and he's saying this within the Ramban, right? So that's what you want to say. Yeah, I mean the ksos is, I didn't have a trouble with ksos, I thought it was interesting. I was saying, phenomenologically, if the ksos is being mechalek between riot studis as a miyad and tfisa as a miyad, right? So he's saying, tsanda the peira is a stronger raya. And avadim is stronger because it's avadim barise is stronger because it's tfisa. Aye, what about avadim lachagim oshanim, which does have akhvishtara? Yeah, it's just because that's not midin tvisa, that's godros. So that's fine. I'm only just pointing out that what about the ritva? What would the ritva say to all of this? I mean, the ritva agrees with the Ramban that ach vishtarech, you know, neutralizes, you know, raya miyad, that he says on mem beis amud aleph, but based on what he says, assuming we're grading it correctly, on chav ches and chav tes, is that it also neutralizes tvisa. So then you wouldn't have the answer, you know, of katana mutal. Is katana mutal barise better than cheskas karka miyad? So I think the answer might have to be, if you wanted to say, what I'm saying is in parallel, this question should bother the ritva too. The ritva of chav ches and chav tes. Yeah.
Sorry, could
Exactly. So what I want to say for the Ritva is that maybe what you need to add, you know, and to say, I hope I'm not just confusing everybody, but I'll try to sum up in a second, is something similar to the Shakla Vitaria of Rabbeinu Yonah. Remember, in Rabbeinu Yonah, in the Hocheyusha, right, Rabbeinu Yonah was saying at one point, yeah, you don't even need a taina, or you don't need to spell out your taina, because the Hocheyusha think that, you know, Cheskas Karka, you know, is like Tfisas Metaltala. But then the Gemara says it's not true, right? So Rabbeinu Yonah said, it's not exactly like Tfisas Metaltalin. You know, it's a little bit different. Both, you know, the quality of it, or maybe the Aksuke Inish Begazalu, so lo mechazkinan, you know, you don't have that.
Right.
Correct? Okay. So what I'm suggesting is that maybe the Ritva would say, even though it's true that Ach Vishtare, right, neutralizes what otherwise would be a tfisa that was effective, like in Betalkalin, right? That doesn't mean, and meaning there is tfisa of Betalkalin Miyad, that doesn't mean that the tfisa of Betalkalin be, I'm sorry, that doesn't mean the tfisa of Karka Miyad, you know, which is because of its comparison to Betalkalin, is absolutely equivalent. So in theory, you know, maybe he would agree that if there was Tfisas Metaltalin actually Miyad, even if there was an equivalent to Ach Vishtarech, just we don't have it, you know, it wouldn't phase us. So where do you actually have such a case if you're, you know, a clever Hechatimtzi, you know, builder? Right? The answer is, we would put it on the list, right? Eved Katan Barise. Because it's karka, see, and therefore there's shtar, so you could test it out. But maybe it has the status of tfisas metalkalin. You know what I'm saying? So that's what I want to get out of. Now, even then, I might have said, well, since alpidin, it's karka, you know, maybe it can never actually, you know, equal, you know, metalkalin. So it's an interesting question to ask, like for Rabbeinu Yonah in the Hocheyusha, or for the Ritva, you know, on Chapkes and Chaptes, would we say that there's a Tfisa Bekarka Miyad, right? You know, does that make it equivalent to metalkalin? Or not? Right? Even the Maskana, I'm saying. And what about something like Ebed Barise, which seems to be a stronger candidate? I mean, the Xos is saying, and correct, I mean, Pashtos is, you know, that there's some sort of Tfisa Miyad. If not for Karka, for the Ramban, he's saying this for the Ramban, but the Ramban would think Eben Barise is Tfisa, right? And I'm saying, and even then, is the Eben Barise Tfisa, Tfisas Metalkalin? I mean, Tfisas Metalkalin, you know, has the charm of being really Metalkalin. And there's still a shame, Eved Hukshel Karkos, even though it's not Mechubar, you know, when it comes to Eved. Right? So that's kind of what I wanted to break out. Yeah?
How would the Ritva understand some of the Peri?
How what?
How would the Ritva understand some of the Peri?
Well, why can't some of the Peri just be... number one, some of the Peri could just be a stronger Raya. Or, I mean, there are some who think that Son of the Peri is kind of Hodas Baldin, Kinedim Dami. I don't know whether that's just another way of saying it's a stronger Raya. I think it is a way of saying, I think it is more than that. I mean, Son of the Peri is an active, not just a passive Raya status, number one. And number two, you know, again, Ad Kedei Kach, that for the Rambam, that would be, you know, like Kinyan Chazaka, you know. If you want to go further, you could say, oh, Tzana the Peri is a kind of, as I said for a sec, like Hodas Baldin, you know, Kimeidim, however that works, whether it's a Skybos or whether it's a kind of Nemanus, but, you know, so that's even stronger. So I don't know, I don't really have difficulty, you know, contending with, you know, Tzana the Peri, from various points of view. But I think the, you know, Eved Barise, you know, is a far, far greater challenge. But let me say one other thing also, and that is that the Ksos makes it seem like the whole issue of Ach Bishtara versus, you know, some sort of Rayat Stadis, right, is, you know, is a question, again, of power. You know, and therefore it's a question of stronger Raya, you know, weaker Raya, you know, etc. Oh. And that's why we have a little bit of a difficulty in the end, you know, with the Eved Barisa, unless you say, you know, there's a difference between the clash, you know, of Tvisa, or maybe, you know, a particular level of Tvisa, pure metalphalin, you know, Eved Barise, you know, and only then, let's say, you know, Chazaka for which there's Tvisa in theory, the Ritva, right? And therefore the impact of Ach Vishtare, you know, is going to depend on all that, etc. However, I think one can make the point that, you know, in a different way, and that is that, you know, the issue also is the extent to which, like, the Reyesa is directly, you know, relevant to the Raya. Now, is that the objective strength of the... Of course, that one factor is, how strong is this Raya? Is it like a, you know, a 60% Umdana, an 80% Umdana? Is it latest Asafek? You know, all that, those kind of questions, for sure. But another aspect of it also is the interaction between, right, the Raya, or the, you know, siyua, you know, for the Machzik on one side, you know, or the Raya neged Hamarakama on the one side, however you want to formulate it, right, and the Ach Vishtare. Right. So when it comes to, you know, the Shtikas Hamarakama, you know, the idea that, well, you know, we're, on the one hand, you know, we're trying to figure out, is it, you know, is he telling the truth, you know, when he says he's the owner, or, you know, if he was the owner, he'd really be silent. No. So again, for Ben Yonah, for the Rajba, you know, the Ach Vishtarek ends up, you know, being part of that story anyway. But forget about that for the moment, right? But for everybody else, say, oh, like, there's evidence. Like I said before, this is kind of a little way I understand the Rambam saying it. Like, there's evidence, you know, that for the Machzik, you know, or against the Marakama because of the Shtika. You know, but there's also evidence, you know, if you're talking about who's telling the truth, who's not telling the truth, there's also evidence, you know, for the, you know, for the Marakama, you know, against the Machzik. Right? Because of Ach Vishtare. And in some respects, if you want to, you know, add in the Rabbeinu Yonah Rajba, half of what they're saying, at least, you don't need the other half, right? His silence, especially on the immediate level, right, is also partly justified, you know, as long as, because of the reyesa of Ach Vishtarech, meaning it's not as damaging when I'm silent for the first 3 years, right? The alter, in other words, basis for this chazaka, you know, when I know that I've got a 3-year window in which, if he can't produce a shtar, you know, there's a reyesa, and I'm going to win at least the credibility contest. Correct? So in a way, you know, there is also like a direct, you know, confrontation or discussion, you know, in terms of, you know, in terms of these issues. However, because the whole question really revolves around, you know, is he telling the truth? You know, is he telling the truth? But once there are other rayos that aren't just about, like, oh, his credibility versus his credibility, you know, but other factors, you know, maybe Ach Vishtarech, you know, is just not, you know, anymore in the mix, just because it doesn't undercut the other things. So, for example, even in Son of the Peira, I think it's possible to discuss, especially if you say it's like Kodos, but in Kamedim Dami, or let's say you want to say it's it intensifies his chazaka, v'achzik v'kidim chazki v'inchi, right? Or even if it's, you know, it's a riot stud, it's not because of his silence, right? It's because of his, you know, what he did. You know, he basically crowned him the bailiff. He basically, you know, treated him like an honest man, you know, and so on. So, in addition to being more, which it is, and if it's either hodas baldin or just like a different kind of a riot completely, you know, it's no longer part of the contest of like, you know, who has greater credibility here. It's more of like, you know, a different category completely. So then maybe Akhvishtarek just doesn't do that. And that may be true for the Tfisa point as well. It's not that, oh, Tfisa is stronger, you know, than, you know, the Ksos makes it seem like Tfisa is stronger, you know, factor than, you know, than Shtika, you know, in terms of Riot Studies La'alter, and therefore, like Tzand of the Peri, you know, it's going to override, you know, the negative, you know, implications, credibility implications of Akhvishtar. Maybe that's not the point at all. If it was Midin Tvisa, you know, then Akhvishtar is a whole different category. There's just no dynamic between those two things. That's just a whole different question. But as long as the question is, oh, why are you silent? Why are you silent for 3 years? Why are you silent for more than 3 years? You know, etc. That's a different story. Of course, that doesn't help you with the Ritva. Right. Unless you think that, again... Okay, good. Good, everybody? Understanding? Good. Okay. Okay, good. So let's turn now to the other Ksos, or the Rambam and the Ksos, and the Rashi. Yeah, did somebody have a question first? Good? Eitan, we're good? Okay.
I like that Eitan became
the...
You
should
ask me that.
I know. Well, I kind of did look at you first. But like, you know, you're like more of an easygoing person now, you know. A father, you know... You're commuting a little bit, you know. No, I'm just joking. I wouldn't insult you that way. You're just as tough as you ever were. Okay. So on this exact issue, so you have this very interesting Ksos and Kuf Mem Sikatan base, which he, you know, which he refers you to. And this is where the Ksos like weighs in a bigger way, like on the whole question. Okay, Akiva, saw it? No, didn't get a chance to see it yet.
Yeah.
Well, you did see it. Okay, yeah, great. So Kuf Men, where is it? Is it base? Yeah. Okay, so this is just like it's worth going through because it's a very interesting piece. Okay, Bereish Perek, you have it there?
Yeah. Bereish Perek tells us about the Masik Lagamara, Tamad Tazaka, which is Azbad Shin, Mizar, Mishbishtari, Fedor, Mizar. The Katatar of Haima, he deserves a lot for you to be a little Shtara, which is the Mizar. While Sobso, Eno Raya.
So again, this is just like the, you know, some of the other Rishonim, like the Ritva, right, and then later, of course, you know, the Ramban, right, which is like, you know, what's going on here? Like, Yisdor Inish is a side factor, right? But like, where did the basis for his claim come from? Like, where's the Raya? It's still Motim Chirela Varaya. So the assumption, again, when you hear this kind of question, is that Marakama is very strong, and that, you know, per se, that there's no Tvisa Rakzuke Inchi, maybe that'll be the answer, right? Okay, so that Ksos is bothered by this question. Then, of course, he turns to the Ramban. We already know from his earlier piece, which he refers to us to this piece, that he's very, you know, aware very cognizant of the Ramban. Okay, so he quotes it. Go ahead. Yeah, you could skip the quote because we ad kan l'shono, because we know the two deos. Again, it's interesting that he doesn't give much credence to the first day. He doesn't really speak about that lexos, even though probably the majority of Chachmei Sfarad, Rabbeinu Yonah, the Rajba, you know, really went with that, right? So that's interesting. Okay, but he has the Ramban. So the Ramban, as we know, is what? There's Raya Tzadis Miad, and then the Reyesa is just could have, you know, ruined the whole thing, so it delays it. Okay, good. So the Makar is the Reyesa. Umavuar. Okay, good. He cuts with the Sefer Torah. Chaim. Who wrote the Torah? Chaim? Tani? You don't know? I'd say we figured that out once before. No? Okay. We'll figure it out. Okay. Okay. So that's Ramban. Good. So far, nothing new. Now comes the good part, or the interesting part. So what is he saying? There's a totally different idea. Okay, so it starts off with a factual assumption of his Darnish Bishtar being, like, you know, behavioristically true, right? Behavioristically, people don't keep their, you know, records forever. Let's assume for a moment they keep it 3 years. And then the problem is, and so what? What does that have to do with, you know, taking something away from Marakamas? Marakamas are all powerful. I mean, it's karka, so there's no chazaka, right? It's not metaltalin, so the Marakama is king. So the answer is, yeah, fundamentally, Daraisa, the Marakama is king. Right? And there's no chazaka, and there's no, I'm just embellishing a little bit, there's no raya studis, you know, that loses the credibility of the Marakama, or thereby, you know, creates a believability, credibility for the Matzik. Midoraisa, this is just stuck. Marakama is all powerful and supreme. The only thing is, we're worried that people abuse the system. We're worried about pseudo de lekuchos. If somebody really buys something, and the fact is that typically, you know, people don't hold on to their records, so then won't every buyer be vulnerable after 3 years, you know, to being exploited by the old seller, by the previous owner, correct? And therefore, the Chachamim made a takana derabanan that even though Marakama is king, and there's no reason not to believe him, all things being equal, either, right? There's no tfisa, there's no raya tzadis proof, or at least not enough, because maybe that would be motzi mechaver alav araya, right? Even against the Marakama. Marakama's king, but Bishum Seyde de Lekuchos, this is a potential, you know, a weak spot in terms of, you know, abuse of the system. And therefore they were Metakein, Gimel, Shanim. You know, you're Metakein, you know, on behalf of, you know, one group, you know, inevitably, you know, you leave the other group, you know, vulnerable. Like, how can you ever justify? That's always a question, right? Whenever you make a takana, you know, don't you have to worry about, you know, you make a takana to protect one population, you always want to make sure that it's not unfair to the other. So the answer is no, not unfair. He has recourse, he has resources. He could be moche. Let him be moche. The fact that he isn't moche isn't the raya that Doraisa gives it to the machzik, but the fact that he isn't moche means that, like, we wanted to balance out the system. To do that, in Okanami, we made a takana for the lukuchas, because they're the vulnerable population that needs protecting in this case. We're not going to protect in a way that engenders an equal opposite, vulnerability or vulnerable population. But that isn't the case. I mean, the Marakama has recourse. He can protect himself, right? Can't the Machzik protect himself by holding on to his shtar? Right? The answer is, the reality of Bnei Adam, is that if they don't hear any objections, they're it's pre-Pesach, so everybody's doing spring cleaning, and they're going to throw out their shtaros eventually. That's success. So there are many important assumptions there about Marakama's supremacy. Correct? Even, what are these, arguing on the Metzius of the Ramban or the others? I mean, remember, it's not only La'alter, the Ramban's, Raya Tzad, this isn't enough to be Motzi Marakama. Apparently Rabbeinu Yonah and the Rajbas, supercharged, 3 years of silence, 3 years of silence, plus, Isdar Rinish Bishtare, extra supercharged, Riot Studies, none of it overrides Marakam. It's all just about, tweaking the system, protecting a vulnerable population, and keeping the balance as long as, and encouraging, Mechal. Correct? Okay, that is the Ksos. Okay, but the interesting thing is that he holds that this is a pshat of the Rambam. Why does he hold that this is a pshat of the Rambam? Because before even what he writes, okay, go ahead. Keep it, go ahead. Vizel Lashon Rambam. So the Rambam does use a very interesting expression. You shot yourself. You're your own worst, enemy here. You have nothing to complain about. You had options, right? You didn't exercise them, So you brought it upon yourself. Says the Ksos. What do you brought it on yourself? It's a, you're hoisted by your own petard. A famous author once said. Right? No? I've never said that here? Yeah. Who said it? Chai?
Shakespeare.
Correct. See, it's a Columbia education. Okay, Shakespeare. So it was like one of my mother's most favorite expressions. You brought this on yourself. So that's like a moral statement or a fairness statement, right? It's not a shiur and birur, is it? Ah. The Zindir Kidvarenu, go ahead. It's a glaimla davar. It's an indicator. It's not a, don't complain. You had your you did it to yourself, correct? And it's a very meduyak. Like most of us would have read, I'm guessing, atahif sadata la'atzmacha, and said, oh, okay, meaning, if you were telling the truth, so you're not. But I think it is an interesting and a good diuk. But what I think is really, really going on, do I think this is the pshat in the Rambam? I do not, obviously. But I think it's a good ha'ara. But I think the answer is, one of the things that motivated the Ksos in the Rambam, as you can see, not just that language, what that language represents, but also, Zeh nira kidvareinu da takana haya l'shneihem. Meaning, he also, I think, read the Rambam, in addition to the language, he was thinking, like, you know, the Rambam's going back and forth a lot. Like, he's really, you know, yesh panim lakan, you know, ulakan ing, you know, a lot. Like, so, like, what is this? So, the Ksos's conclusion was, it's all about, you know, tweaking the system, fairness, making sure people don't, you know, suffer, you know, needlessly, you know, and so on. But if you ask me, what the Rambam's really doing by, you know, going back and forth, and he says this, and he says that, and he says this, and he says that, and delaying till Halacha Dalad, frankly, until, right, we talk about Isdor and Ishbishtare, and Ihu Afsir and Afshe, I see it more as like the Rambam read the Gemara, he read El Chayusha, he read the Rabba Kamaisa, he read the Rabba Basraisa, and instead of saying, oh, you know, so the Bali Tosa said, oh, El Chayusha, a subcategory, you know, of Rabba Kamaisa, right? And then the Ramban, you know, read the Gemara and said, oh, El Chayusha, you know, and Rabbeinu Yonah, like, you know, a struggle, you know, between the Marakama and the Maksik, you know, but then we turned our back on that, you know, with Rabba Kamaisa and Rabba Basraisa. And I think the Rambam read it and said, you know, everybody's trying to figure out, like, you know, who comes out on top. There are a bunch of factors here, you know, and the real question is, like, who's the real Muksak? It's not about riot status at all. It's not about Tcheska Shaska per se. All these factors go into, like, who has more of a Tfisa? Who has more of a Tfisa itself is connected to, like, who has a stronger claim. The Marakama has, you know, Marakamus, right? The Maksik is sitting on the Karka, he's squatting there. Maybe that's not Tfisas Metaltalin, but it's nothing either. You know, the Tainas, just like the Ramban, you know, was saying, the Tainas end up being a factor in the Marakamaship and the Makzikus itself, you know, not just, you know, something that's Ma'ake. So what we're trying to figure out is, like, so, oh, it's kind of like the Hokeyusha in a way, meaning over 3 years, the balance of power begins to shift and ends up shifting enough from the Maksik to the Markama. But from day one, you know, the Maksik is a contender, even though from day one, I'll try to read this in the round, but if I don't get to it now, I guess we'll pick up with this. But even from day one, the Marakama is in a more powerful position. The Maksik is like chipping away. All these factors are being thrown into the mix, and we're trying to figure it out. Including, like I'll tell you, Sadatha, like, you know, you could have maintained your lead on who's the real Maksik and Toface, you know, but you didn't, and therefore you lose it, you know, I'll tell you, Sadatha, because it's not just about who we believe. The belief part is all part of the presence. That's how I understand the Rambam. Okay? So that's very different, obviously, you know, than the Rambam. Okay, let's keep going. Then he has this interesting, he wants to say this in Tosas, but again, it's just an interesting, yeah, go ahead. Oh, I'm sorry, before we get to that. Is he quote the Rambam yet? The Nuki Yosef yet or not?
He quoted that earlier.
Oh, what did he say with the Nuki Yosef? Yeah. Go ahead. Sorry, how do we skip that? Oh, the Chaynir Milashon and Muke Yosef. Go ahead.
Chaynir Milashon Muke Yosef.
Zelishono. Tve Lom is Dyer. Right? Kisav Arloya Ararod. Oh, what do you think about that? Good Raya? From the Muke Yosef? I mean, he uses the word Stik Mukhakam. For sure. What?
As does
Ramban and quite a few Rishonim. What? So what do you make of it? All like the Ksos? Or? Okay, good. Okay, but still, okay. So I mean, but fine. But they do say Tikkun Rabbanon.
Yeah, I think like...
Now there is a Rashi I told you to look at that also, right? The Rashi in Ksuvis, Yudzayin Obeis, you saw it? Where Agav, he's just talking about, you know, Teskes Gibel Shanim. That one, I think, does sound, I'm not sure if even I believe in that one, but that does sound a lot more than the Mukhe Yosef and the Lashonos of the Ramban and the Ritva and so on of Takana or the Mukhe Yosef. What am I getting at? Who has the language of the right? Aaron, you have it? Go ahead.
It says, Shnei Chazarga, Shalosh Shanim Shetikmin Chachamim Lachol Machazikim Bekarka, Demisha Achla, Shalosh Shanim Belo Irer, Nemen Lomer Lekaptia, Balvistari Dukuli Haivam Yisgari Yishtar.
Yeah, so first of all, it's Nemon, you know, but he does say, Takkadis Chachamim, he said, you know, that the 3 years that the Chachamim were talking, that he says, like, up front. As opposed to the Mukhe Yosef, where it's kind of like, you know, towards the end, after describing it already. So I'm not even sure about the Rashi, but I'm pretty sure, again, and, you know, Asher is pointing out correctly, and Ramban and others, meaning what I think the easiest shot is what? Aaron, what would you say? That, not against the Ksos. Not so much a Rashi. I'm not sure about the Rashi. Even Rashi, I maybe could say this. Rashi, I think, is a stronger. If I were the Ksos, I would have quoted the Rashi. You know, I would not have quoted the Mukhe Yosef. Yeah, Kiva.
That the Takana is not just a Darabana, say, the Kukos consideration, that just when they established the Takana, that kind of defined the Shiur.
Exactly. There are two different issues. One is, what is the basis? Right, like the question that the Ramban and the Ksos and the Ritva ask, which is like, you know, it sounds like we're dealing with a lot of peripheral things here, right? But the Marakama definitely owned the object. You know, where's the smoking gun? Where's the real, you know, basis for the change, right? And that's a really important question. Is there kind of tfisa? Tfisas metaltalin, maybe it's inferior to, but still a kind of a tfisa. What about riot studies? What about riot studies miyad? What about riot studies achar gimel shanim? What about riot studies in combination with in his dyer? Then there's a different question, and that is the timing, right? Meaning what? It's a gzeiros hakasuv that it's 3 years? You know, definitely, you know, whether it's his dyer, rinish bishtare, you know, as a delay or a neutralizer because of the reyesa, right? Or it's gimel shanim as part of the riot studies. You know, if you don't hold like Hokeyusha, we're trying to answer the question of gimel as a doraisa. I'm assuming it wasn't, you know, like an asmachta type of a gemara, right? And then the gemara was looking, you know, maybe for other. The gemara was looking for makoros on the gimel. They weren't looking for makoros necessarily for the Yesoda Davar, you know, well, how did it get from the Marakama to the Machzik without an obvious, you know, Tvisas Metaltalin equivalent. So then the Gemara says to the Gemara goes to Rabbah. So some Rishonim say, yeah, of course, the assessment that Gimel Shanim, you know, is the sheer Macha'a that's a Raya. Might be Rashi, or so I'm saying, I should say the Rashbam on Lamed Vav Amud Aleph, right? Or, you know, that people really are only as Darinish, you know, as a factor in its own right, like object, like where'd you get that number from? Like, I think it's really true in taxes, you know, that the expectation is that you hold your records. Is that true? Any size sims people in there? No? Nary one. Everybody here is a philosophy major. Except for Shai, who's like an English literature major. Anyways, I think like that, you know, there is this, like, what? It's Xeris Akasa? Right? So that, you know, and frankly, isn't that the whole Bar Aliyashiv business? Imken Nasata Dvarecha L'Shiurim? Like, let's say people's Kepeda levels are different. Let's say some people are fanatical. You know, they save every scrap. You know, they can't throw things out. or things that, you know, may have economic consequences they can't throw. And some people are the exact opposite. They can't tolerate. And I can tell you stories that, you know, will shock you. Of, you know, people who, like, amazing people who, you know, sometimes, you know, because they can't tolerate clutter, so it's, you know, it's, yeah, they throw out, like, important, valuable things. Like, they go, it's cluttering up my desk. Wow. Okay, but, right, so, I mean, there are, it's like we said, you know, there are, there's a range of normal behavior, and there's also a range, you know, of behavior, even if it's not mainstream, you know, but it's abnormal. So the whole Bar El Yashiv, you know, again, we talked about how that might have affected the Ramban, right? So, okay, it's not so terrible to say, you know, that the Chachamim, as a low plug, you know, were Koveya, you know, Gimel Shanim, either for the Rayat Zdadis or for the Reyesa, even though they acknowledging that there are people who don't throw out a scrap no matter what, and there are people who, you know, whose fastidiousness, whose istiness, you know, status, you know, is such that they can't, you know, of course, you know, the from a psychological point of view, it's interesting, you know, to have like an istinus, you know, who, but also, you know, can't throw anything out because he's worried that he needs to have records. You know. But that's for the psychologists, you know, to figure out. Okay, but yes, I don't think in Mukhe Yosei for the Rambans or the whiff of Takanas Chachamim in the low plug or in the shiur, that's not the point. That's not what Ksos is saying. I'm not sure what about Rashi, because Rashi is very upfront. Like, the first thing you want to say about this, the Takana, you can read Rashi this way, the way I'm suggesting also. You can read the Mukhe Yosef like the Ksos, or the Ramban. You can read Rashi, you know, like I'm reading the Mukhe Yosef and the Ramban. And maybe that's a difference. Maybe. Either way, what the Ksos is saying is nothing like that. Ksos isn't saying, oh, the Chachamim decided on 3 years for this and that, you know, which work or should work Doraisa. The Ksos is saying, you know, Marakaba wins everything all the time, Doraisa. The Muksa, the Maxic, you can have the great, what would we say about Tzana de Peri? Well, I mean, in the Tzana de Peri piece, is Tzana de Peri also Takanas Chachamim? You know, once he said what he said earlier, you know, it's kind of an interesting question. It's just like a stronger raya, and Eved Barise is Tfisa, which is stronger, or they're not. They maybe they're Daraisa. I don't know if he goes that far. I don't know. Either way, very important. Okay, let's continue. Yeah,
what,
you want to say something?
It, yeah, what is it about Rashi having the Takanasta coming up front that makes everything?
I just think, like, is it the first thing you want to say? He makes it sound, I think he more than the others make it sound like Chesed Gimel Shanim is Drabon, is a Takana. Not that, you know, the Gimel Shanim part of it, you know, the idea that a Machzik can override Marakama by being on the Karka, and in this kind of context, that's Doraisa. The fact that it's Gimel Shanim, you know, that it was established Gimel Shanim low plug, you know, which has ends up having consequences too, maybe, you know, that's Drabon. I'm just saying Rashi is a little more like, you know, is that the first thing you want to tell me, that it's Takanas Chachamim? I can see why reading Rashi would lead you more, you know, to that conclusion than these other Lashonos of the Rishon. That's all I'm saying. I my own inclination is to think that it's Doraisa, and maybe even according to Rashi, it's Doraisa. Like in the Gemara, it doesn't sound like it's Drabon, right?
Yeah,
because
Rashi is also talking about the Shalosh Shanim.
He is.
When he's up front.
Yeah. Yeah. That's why I think it's still conceivable to read it out. Well, I'm just trying to be, even though my preference is not with the Ksos, even though I think the Ksos is pointing out something in the Rambam that is true, and I'm suggesting a different, you know, an alternative explanation of that, You know, I'm kind of rebelling against the Xosis conclusion, and I'm still trying to be, hopefully, you know, objective and intellectually honest to say, well, I could, you know, I can see it more in reading Rashi than I can in some of the other Lishonos of the Rishonim. Okay. So then he has this interesting take on Tosis in light of this. So what is, you don't have to go through the whole thing, but what's the Akiva? What's the next little piece? Just give me, this is I think our last shiur, right, before we break. I don't know if I can do, I'll let you know tomorrow if it changes, but for now, tomorrow's a little bit crazy in terms of pre-Pesach stuff, I assume for many of you as well. So, we are having a, what's that?
We have to chazer the whole Masechta, you know, last year, just to...
I know, that's a lot. But, it, you know, I hope it brings back good memories. Okay. Just to mention also, Avram, you sent out already?
No, I'm sending out.
Okay, so we're inviting everybody who's in, you know, who's, you know, physically able and halachically able to, we're having, you know, Motzai Yom Tov at, what did we say, 10 o'clock. It's for whoever wants to come over on, you know, Motzai Yom Tov. What is Motzai Yom Tov? That's Sunday night? Sunday night. Yeah. So, again, if you're out of town, you know, obviously, unless people want to, like, you know, Joey, you know, like Joey's always freezing in his sukkah, even on Pesach. But, So, let's try to get through it. So, I know it'll just take another couple of minutes, hopefully. So, what's the next little, he points out, Tosis on Lamed Hamid Beis, in the sugya that we read about kind of the Peri, right? So Tosis addresses the question, Akiva?
Should I read it?
Yeah, you could read it if you want. If it's easier to read it, then read it. Yeah.
Vayin Tosis, very classic, Vatim, Dimor Matabi, Yuvi Yidu Pera Akte, says, Shono, in the forest, there are Ashi Sogar, there are Olam Neman, where the Peri is already Tikha.
You can't say, says Tosis, that you're always, let's say you have a, in any case of chazaka, if the guy were to claim, you know, leperos or ranticha, what are you talking about? You know, instead of being mochad, you have like another, you know, he could say leperos or ranticha. Like he could always say that. If that would always be a winning taina, right? Im kain kasha, my time is rabbanu, the boy gimel shana miyom liyom. Go ahead. Okay, this whole, you know, yeah. So what's he saying? Tosis seems to say that if a person was always neman to say leperos haradicha, even lachar gimel shanim, right? Then there would be no cheskas gimel shanim anymore, because cheskas gimel shanim is based on gimel shanim is zayir inish b'shtare, and people would always have to keep their records, you know, forever, to ward off the taina of leperos haradicha. Correct? Yeah. So correctly, the Xos points out that what? That it takes a certain position on is Darinish Bishtare, you know, that is, you know, inconsistent with what he, and correctly also, what the Ramban, and we could also add for this, what the Ritva, you know, are assuming. Namely, or so it seems, namely, that is Darinish Bishtare is a fact. Meaning for the Xos, this is very important, is Darinish Bishtare is a behavioral truth. Okay? That's not what was established by Gimel Shanim, and that is not itself a result of, you know, the balance of power between the Marakam and the Moxic. That's just a standalone truth. Right? That Gimel Shanim is Darinish Bishtare And if that's the case, right, then what Tosas says doesn't make any sense. Tosas is saying that whether you say Gimel Shanim is Darin Shbishtare is a consequence of the ability, if I can win B'Gimel Shanim, then I don't need to hold, I get rid of my Shtaros because I don't need them anymore because I have a winning time. Correct? Yeah, you have the line? Just go ahead. With the Vrayim Nirim Tmuin. Aina Mishum the Samchi Barayas Chazaka Gimel Shanim. Right? Right? So again, this is true, right, according to several Rishonim. Let's say like this. Right. If you hold like the Ramban, as he himself points out, right? So the Chazaka would be immediate. If you hold like the Ritva, the Chazaka would be immediate if it wasn't for Isdar Inish Bishtare. Correct? So Isdar Inish Bishtare is like an independent factor. It has zero impact. It can only have impact on delaying the Chazaka. Right? But it sounds like what Tosas is saying is that whether there's a Chazaka has impact on his Dorin Shpishtare. The same is true in part for, let's say, Ravena Yona and the Rajba. Right? Because his Dorin Shpishtare is a factor in the Riot Stadis that produces a Chazaka. But if you hold either that the Gimel Shanim, like Hoche Usha kind of, is like the building up of the Tfisa or the Chazaka, right? Or that Gimel Shanim is the Riot Stadis in its own right, right? Then it's not necessarily true that Isdar Rinish Bishtare is independent. It's very possible that Isdar Rinish Bishtare is a consequence of whether he already has, I have a winning claim because of the silence. I have a winning claim because I have tfisa. So now I don't need to hold on to my shtar anymore. Right? If you hold like the Ramban, if you hold like Rabbeinu Yonah, if you hold like the Ritva, if you hold like the Ksos, then this is true. Okay, keep going. But it's a very interesting question. The question is Isdar Inish Bishtari a fact independent, you know, and koveya, right? Or is it a consequence of a winning chazaka? Okay, go ahead. The hashkeit, the shufi. He kodemis ladina the chazaka tkesis gimel shanim. Like it's a totally independent fact. And then it figures in, like for the takana it figures in because if this is what people do, they need protection. Right? For the Ramban it figures in because even though you should get it immediately, there's a reisa. Right? For the Ritva it figures in because even though you should win immediately because of tvisa, right, it's a reisa. And I say for Rabbeinu Yonah, Rajba, it figures in because it's part of the Riot Stadis. But if you hold that Gimel Shanim works in their own right, you know, and then Isdar Rinish is like another additional factor, then maybe it is, you know, the opposite relationship. People throw out their Shtaras because they assume that they've won. How have they won? Because of Gimel Shanim, Shtika. So there's also no reisa going forward. Okay, go ahead. Dim Cain.
Dim Cain,
Yeah. Wechein nira. Then it comes up the what's his solution? This is kind of what Tosis means anyway. When Tosis said that, you know, we're not worried, we don't think that you can have the taina of the peros haradati, right? That was Tosis's way of saying the Ksosis theory. Right, go ahead, just read the. That's very creative. So you have to really be like a mamin to think that that's what Tosis meant here. I mean, the Ksos is very convinced about his sheep. He thinks the Rambam holds this way, the Mukhe Yosef holds this way. He knows Ramban doesn't hold this way, right? But either way, Tosis can't be read according to the Ramban, according to what he's saying. Right, so he has a very clever kind of turn. Go ahead. L'chein dira b'bir d'bir atosis. Yeah. Meaning, what's the point of the takana? This is like a very creative, you know, solution to the problem. Tosis is saying it can't be that you can always make a taina, l'peiros haradati, and thwart a chazaka. Because if you could do that, then what's the point of the takana? The point of the takana is what? People are going to throw out their shtaros, and therefore, you know, it is pseida de l'kuchos. The kuchos are vulnerable. Therefore, we're, you know, you have resources of mecha 3 years, and after that, we're awarding, you know, the karka to Lokeach in order to protect Lokim generally. But if the guy can turn around and he can say after 5 years, oh, by the way, the payroll's orality, then what's the point of the, how have you protected the vulnerable Lokeach? You protected him from saying, oh, I'm the Marakama, but you didn't protect him from saying the payroll's orality. Right? So that's what we mean, says Imkein, Ma Wilukakam Mitanukasam. You have to hold your Shema Shtar forever. And he's not saying, it's true, people only hold on to their Shtar 3 years. But Tosis didn't mean that people only hold on to their Shtar because they win. Tosis meant, even though people throw out their Shtaros after 3 years, and therefore that creates a problem, right? That we can't solve that problem, and therefore they're going to have to hold on to their Shtar for more than 3 years, which is unnatural, and they're not going to do it, and therefore we have a big problem. That's how Ksos rereads Tosis. It's fascinating. So Tosis became an advocate of the Takana theory, even though it seems like Tosis was saying, you know, that Isdar Rinish Bishtare isn't, you know, the problem and a standalone. Isdar Rinish Bishtare itself is dependent upon, you know, independently, the success of Cheskes Gimel Shanim. That's what it seemed like. Turns out, that's not what he meant at all. Right, what he meant is, I hold like Lixos. Right? But in a very interesting way. Okay, go ahead. Avalashishitas Ramban. Yeah, okay, that part is for sure true. Then he says, V'chein Nira. Okay. Mikoshkin Bishtika. Elevada Nira. Okay, what do you make of this? Good raya? What's the raya? He says, and I can prove the Ramban's totally wrong, because if it were really true that what? That the real reason that you win in Cheskas Gimel Shanim is because La'alter, there's a riot studis, and then, you know, the deficiency of that gets neutralized over 3 years, right? Then, basically, what are you saying? The riot studis is Koveya, correct? So which is stronger riot studis? Shtikas Marakama, Le'inyan La'alter, or Tzan of the Peirin? Which is a stronger raya? Obviously, it's son of the Peiri. This is why the Ksos earlier, you know, connected what he said, because that was one of the things he was saying earlier, right? There's not even a problem about even Achvishtari is not going to hold you up in son of the Peiri, correct? But the Gemara just said that in son of the Peiri, what? You could say what? The Peiri Saradity, correct? So how come you can't say the Peiri Saradity in the much weaker, you know, La'alter, you know, Eich Shasakta, Apilo Rega Echad, Vindisbalta, you know, the squatting of the Maxik? So it must be that this isn't based on riot studies at all. Because it was based on riot studies, then Tainas Peiros Haradity would work. It's all a chazaka. Because even a much, much stronger riot, it sounds like he is saying that riot studies, remember I was asking before, does the Ksos earlier think that riot studies and Tfisas Ebed Katan are also Takana? Just that they're even stronger? Or no? Well, the truth is, I mean, once you have the takana for the Ksos, stronger or weaker, it doesn't really matter anymore. So likely he thinks that if you have, you know, Tzan of the Peiri, or you have Tfisas, you know, Eved Katan, I'm being medayik this, that's Doraisa. Right, that's number one. Number two, from the end here, I think that proves it. He's saying, listen, if it were based on riot studies, then there would also be nemanos if the guy claimed the payer's orality. But it's not true in a regular case, because in a regular case, it's takanas chachamim. Good argument or not? That's what he says, correct? Akiva, you agree that he says that? You're kind of the Ksos's advocate here for today. You agree? That's his question. Sounds like you're not so... Okay, but I want to, you know, push you. Okay. Simcha Leib, you agree? Okay. So is it a good question or not? I mean, there has to be an answer for the Ramban, you know, and especially if we're skeptical about the Hoksos to begin with, as brilliant as it, you know, is the way read Tosis and everything. Is it a good question? What's the question based on? It's another example of what? Zach. What's it an example of, and what's, you know, which is of course the, yeah, Mark.
Like a linear hierarchy.
Exactly. What's he saying? He's saying, Cheskas, Shtika as riot studies is less than Tzanda de Peira. Tzanda de Peira has a vulnerability, Lepeira's Haradity, right? Kol Shekane, you know, Shtika, Miyad has the vulnerability of Leperos Haradity. What's the answer?
You just say that. You do it Miyad, and you did. That was on the pay rate, so that's explainable on the basis of Leperos Haradity.
Yeah. Leperos Haradity is particularly, you know, a compelling, you know, explanation, you know, in the case of Tzana de Peiri. Meaning what makes Tzana de Peiri a stronger Chazaka, maybe even one that for the Ksos probably is Doraisa, right? Also makes the Taina of the Peiros Haradity more credible. And there are two options. Either he gave him a, you know, the fruit, you know, the kiwis, the pineapples, the grapes. Either he gave it to him, you know, as a wife saying, oh, the new owner, you know, of the farm. Right? Or he gave it to him because he was being nice and he was giving him, you know, fruit from his, you know, vineyard or whatever. Correct? But what happens? This guy's living, you know, they have no relationship whatsoever. The Marakama says, I don't even know the Machzik. I mean, he could say it. Right? All of a sudden, this guy's on his karka. There's no evidence that he ever had a relationship with him or he acquiesced to him. And all of a sudden, he's telling you, you know, Leperos Horadity? That's a Taina Bialma. But he's saying, Peros Horadity, but I gave him a box of fruit. You know, that's a 50%, you know, possibility. It's a great example of what we talked about before, meaning, you know, it's about, you know, the strength of the taina, the strength of the counter taina, or it's about the dynamic, you know, between the two of them. So I think that is not a problem for the Ramban at all. Even for the Ramban, correct. That's the other thing, with the Lachud and the Ha'ara that Josh and Asher made yesterday, what I was trying to, you know, also kind of say, but that they reinforced much more effectively, right? Even for the Ramban, right? There is that aspect, 100%. Yeah. Okay. So I just want to leave one more. I know we're late. So just one other ksos, the one on Kuf Mem Vav Aleph, you know, just to highlight what I spoke about, you know, earlier. In Kuf Mem Vav Aleph, the ksos discusses the shach, very interesting case. Again, we'll discuss these much more fully, but I already mentioned that, you know, the more you think that everything revolves around, you know, the significance of shtikas, you know, ha-marakama, right? So, you know, a lesser macha, you know, as long as it's still a credible, not a posturing macha, should still be enough, right? Even if it isn't formalized, even if we know for certain, right, that the machzik, you know, doesn't know about it, as long as he could know about it and should know about it, meaning it was a credible Mecha, that should be fine. And that's a big machlokas harishonim. Namely, what happens, you know, Mecha shalom b'fanav haba mecha, but we know for a fact that the machzik didn't hear about it, does that matter or not? As long as he could have and should have. So the there's another case in the Gemara, question how to interpret it, and then the discussion in the poskim, and then the ksos kind of, you know, expands on it. That is the one in Kuf Mem Vav Aleph, and that is the following case. Like, let's say, and with this we're going to conclude for now. What did I say? Kuf Mem Vav Aleph? Kuf Mem... Yeah. So this is going down the Gemara later on, which I hope we'll get to, but who knows. But if not, at least, you know, this is the approach. Let's say the Marakama says to two Edim, you know, he's squatting in my land and he's stealing my property. You know, I'm the true owner, right? But he tells them to keep it quiet. Okay? That's the whole discussion. Is that considered a machal or not? So in context of that, the shach says, "Afilu amar lo shemicha." Let's say the edim, right, go and tell the machzik that the marakama was mocha, but kiven she'amar lo she'amar lahem shaliyutsa yetsi divrei mipiem. It's still no good. Let's say he says to him, "Ah, he was very upset. He was mocha, although he did tell us not to tell you." Okay, so you know, even if they, in other words, in the Gemara, it's like, if he tells you not to tell, that's not a mecha. What if they told the guy that he told not to tell? Right? Okay, that's a different madrei, but that's also kind of not a mecha. Like, how seriously are you going to take that kind of mecha? How seriously is that mecha? Oh. Then the Kso says, the Nira Midvara, Dim Amar Lo Shemicha, right? Velo Simu Kamei, you know, Sh'amar Lo Yetze Adavar Mipichem, the Hava Mecha, the Hava Le Lizar Bishtaro, Kivin Shomar Lo Shemicha Mecha Gemura. Right? If he told them to be mocha and didn't tell them not to tell, right, that would be a mecha, right? Amnam nira, that's what he originally thought. The chihecha the imlo hayim mecha klal, what happens if bo shnei edim v'amru lamaksik shemicha hama'arer? Let's say two edim come to the maksik and they tell the maksik that the ma'arer, the marakama, was mocha. It's not true. But he doesn't know it's not true. Correct? This is exactly the flip opposite case that the Rishonim argue about. You know, the case of mecha shelo b'fanav, done in good faith, but we know for sure the maksik didn't hear. This is the opposite case. We know the maksik had the information incorrectly that the ma'arer, that the marakama, was mocha. But he wasn't. The Adam just made it up. Or, in the Ksosis case, the Marakama said to the two Edim, you know, I'm very upset, I'm mocha, but don't tell him. And then the Edim came to the Machzik, and they left that part out. They said, you know, he's very upset. They didn't add, and he told us not to tell you. Right? So that's what the Ksos originally thought. You know, that's a mecha gemura. But he says, but not necessarily, because let's say it would be this other case where they fabricated a mecha and it wasn't really true. It is vara dava shalom mecha, to have a chazaka. That is a chazaka. Why? Kivin shalom haya mecha, afagav de maksik sabur, sha'asa mecha, hu adin bazeh, kol sha'amar lo yetze davar mipichem. You might be mechalik. You're saying, oh, if the ma'arer, the marakama, says don't tell him, so that's like not being mocha. So it's no different. You can be mechalik, but you see how it also might be comparable, right? Im kenim lo simu kamei yachach nizbar shamalahem, right? Lo yetzei adavar. But of course, what is all this? The case of a legitimate mecha that accidentally, definitely lo higia liyaznayim shel hamachzik, is a case where there's no shtikas marakama, there's no riot status. Correct? Even as there's no izdarinish mishtare. Correct? In other words, mitzad ha-mocha, it's a mecha, but not mitzad ha-machzik. And the case here is exactly the opposite. It's a case where, from the perspective of the machzik, right, there should be a reyasa of his darinish v'shtare. Like, what excuse does he have not to keep his shtar? Even though, right, there is silence, or the equivalent of silence, and a riot stud is from the Marakama. Okay? Now, of course, if you hold that there's a cholent, you know, and that it's like who's getting the slighter advantage, then all of this isn't so decisive. And that's why in the Rambam there really are contrary indications a little bit, in the language at least, you know, regarding, like, is it the mocha? Or is it the machzik? Okay, so I'm not going to be able to develop that, but we'll Yirtzeh Hashem begin with that. So I want to wish everybody a Chag Kasher V'Sameach. Sorry we went a little over time, but at least we're kind of establishing, you know, some of the. We still have to speak about virtual shtar and the Rambam, which I think is more like, you know, the contest, the subtle contest of who's really, you know, in a stronger position between, you know, the machzik and the Marakama. And then the other idea of virtual shtars are like, because Gimel Shtanim create like a virtual, you know, shtar raya, and a few other little, you know, maros, and see how it fits in some of the other Gemaras. But at least, you know, we're a little bit on our way. So I wish everybody a Chag Kosher V'Sameach, and again, everybody's invited, 10 o'clock, most, so we'll send it out anyway. We'll do the Shir Zoom also, just in case, you know, and, yeah.